the day of the explosion at the oil spill rig, there was a huge eruption on the sun. And there is some speculation that the oil spill and the explosion on the rig might have been an under-ocean volcanic reaction. There's some evidence, and there's a case building for that. And when you look, you know, I looked under the National Geographic research, and you find, like, for example, off the coast of California and off the coast of Santa Barbara, where you have all these offshore oil rigs, under the ocean, there was previously in our history, many thousands of years ago, a lot of geothermal activity and also volcanic activity there, which is kind of why there are huge oil deposits in these particular locations. And so, in fact, that's the one place I've done a lot of personal oil spill cleanup, is just cleaning up the paddies along the beach in Malibu, you know, all day long, just kind of for fun to help out. And so what you see is that the idea of drilling, you know, for oil on the back of a volcanic hot zone. In fact, National Geographic has confirmed, and I found proof there, that in the Gulf of Mexico, there are active volcanoes underneath that region. So you're drilling into an active region, which is dangerous in itself. It never should have been allowed. But it is also possible that we're seeing all over the planet right now. For example, Fox News reported that there is a volcano about to erupt underneath the Mediterranean, and it's so potentially violent, it could literally engulf southern Italy in a giant tsunami. I mean, that is happening right now. There are huge earthquakes happening off the coast of Australia and near the same region that the tsunami hit in American Samoa, and the sea level floor there has risen several hundred feet just in the last few months because of the eruptions.
Gee, that's not a good sign, is it?
It's happening all over the planet. In fact, the more I look, you know, because I've been looking at this data for at least, you know, 10 years now, and more consistently in the last few years, what's starting to happen? I mean, as we're moving towards 2012, and we're going to come back to the sun in a moment because there's so much going on there that I want to cover, both on a physical dimension and a spiritual dimension. But what's actually happening? As we're moving towards 2012, we didn't talk about this particular dynamic in the galaxy last time. Last time we talked about how our solar system is spiraling inward towards galactic center and entering higher frequency dimensions of the galaxy. But at the same time, at the University of Kansas, a Russian and an American astronomers wrote an amazing paper on studying the fossil records going back hundreds of millions of years into our galaxy's history, and they've actually found something that is very, very, very shocking that I want to share, and that is that our galaxy, as we are rotating around this spiral, three-dimensionally, we're also spinning and we're dipping below galactic plane. If you imagine, you know, slicing the galaxy mm-hmm. in half, there is a line of cosmic dust and planets and stars like a razor's edge. That line, we basically dip below and above it every 64 million years in a one-wave cycle. We do about four of those wave cycles one trip around the galaxy. Right now, we are 10 parsecs north of the galactic plane. This is really, really incredible what these physicists have discovered. When our solar system was oscillating south of the galactic plane, the energy from galactic center hitting our solar system was very weak, so it was very conductive for organic and biological life. The dinosaurs went extinct 64 million years ago, exactly where we are now, 10 parsecs north. We've crossed through the true razor's edge line of galactic plane, but we're still inside of the thickness of the line, but we're coming out of the top of it. And this is what I think 2012 is really all about. What happens, 10 parsecs north is 180 trillion miles, and it's about 2 million years north. So the oldest human beings, maybe 5 million years ago, evolved when we were inside of, just south of the galactic, you know, thickness of the line. But no human civilization in the history of the cosmos has ever existed on this planet north of galactic plane. And what these researchers found when they looked backwards in time is most mass-level extinctions occurred when the solar system went north, and that is because galactic center transmits a huge burst of energy that transfers to our sun, which then consequently heats up and then transfers its energy to the planet Earth itself.
Fascinating.
So that's a very gradual process. So don't be scared and don't be alarmed in thinking that, you know, 2012 we're just going to fry. Now, that's not what's going to happen.
Is science monitoring any of this, David?
No, this is what's really amazing. There I am, George. I'm hiking in my hometown in Sedona on Cathedral Rock, and my wife, Crystal, and I are doing some videotaping, and we meet Hubble repair astronaut Andrew J. Fustel and his wife and kids. And he notices us filming, and we start talking, and I'm telling him that we're making this little video about, you know, the solar system's orbit around the galaxy. And he verifies everything I'm telling you right now. He goes, oh, yeah, we're 10 parsecs north, and when we eventually get to the top of the wave at the top of the galaxy, he said hardly anything will be able to live here because the energy levels will be too intense. But what's really amazing when they study the fossil record is they find that biological systems evolve. They actually transform in order to survive in the higher energy environment. It's really, really amazing stuff. And of course, it will take another 15 million years for us to get to the top. But in the moment we peek out of the dust, out of the top of the galactic plane, out of the thickness of the line, there is a sudden impetus of energy coming from galactic center that was not there on the southern part of the galactic plane. So we've been evolving for millions of years. The most primitive human beings, you know, maybe older than 5 million years at this point. There were no human beings during the time of the dinosaurs. But why did they go extinct when the solar system and the planet was 10 parsecs north of the galactic plane? And this is where, you know, new studies on CNN, this was a new article on CNN, suggests from studying the fossil record there was a sudden freezing. And a sudden freezing, of course, can happen if tons of volcanoes erupt and you get a nuclear winter effect. I mean, that's one way.
Is this the one with the woolly mammoth with the food still in its mouth? Remember?
Right. It happened instantaneously. Exactly. So that is a possibility of what could cause it. But I think what's more likely to happen, I think we're still millions of years away from an event like that, or possibly many tens of thousands of years, is the DNA is going to evolve. And when, you know, the more I looked at, you know, what is happening to the sun now, what is going to happen when we reach solar maximum in 2012 is going to be a lot more violent than this. I really don't think it's going to be the end of the world, but you are going to see
some spots, though, are going to have some problems, right?
Well, you're going to see if the medium-sized coronal mass ejectas are causing this, volcanoes to go off all over the place and earthquakes, I think you're going to see something much more violent than that.